Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to hear the Don Bailey Jr. mix. Do you have that anywhere?
I like the way you do it right, bar. Like over there. I like the way you do it right, bar. Like over there.
So bad. Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood. Buy now, save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Don Bailey Jr. is the radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes radio network, and he is right there on the phone line. Right there, not there.
Well, you got to remember now, my origin is from Georgia. Georgia's bar.
Well, what are you, a pirate? There she blows. It's there.
There.
What are we giving DBJ for his performance on Saturday? Like, what letter grade would you give him, Crowder?
I got a B.
B?
Yeah, I think.
I'd give you a B as well. I don't think it was your A game. You had some effort on some of them. All right, we'll get to it in a second. We've got some stuff lined up for you, and we want to hear about last week. But let's talk a little Miami Hurricanes here. You got the Hurricanes game on Saturday. Is it a noon kickoff?
High noon kickoff, which means we'll be home by 9 o'clock, which is nice.
Yeah, hopefully home with a victory. I read in the first segment of today's show an article about what a huge game this is for Toledo. I didn't realize that this was like the best football team to come to Toledo in forever. Did you know that?
I knew that. When the Canes go on the road, yes, it's going to be a big one. And plus, they're expecting, how often do you hear this in college football? Over capacity crowd. Now, capacity, there's 30,000, but you know, they're going to probably have 35, I hope, and it'll be packed.
DBJ, is it a bad look? I don't want to sound like a hater, but does it look bad that top 10, you know, a team that wants to be that's going to Toledo?
Well, I don't know if you saw the article, but it was explained this week in the paper pretty darn good. In a perfect world, Miami should not be going to Toledo. In a perfect world, Miami should be writing the $1 million or $1.5 million check and having Toledo come here. And Miami, unfortunately, is not in a position to always write those checks to do this. So what's left to happen is you do a home and away series, and it's all financial. So Miami, in the perfect world, we should be playing Toledo at home. That would give us a 7th or 8th home game, if you could work it that way. And everything would be like a lot of the teams in the Southeastern Conference or the Pac or the Big or wherever else you are. But being an independent, that has turned out to be one of the things that Miami has had to do over the years, especially when these games used to cost you $300 or $400 or $500. Now they're up to anywhere between $1 million and $1.5 million.
Give us the scouting report on Toledo. What do you know of them?
Outstanding core of wide receivers. They got three receivers that could start for most people in the country. Maybe not all three at one time, but every team in America would be happy with those three receivers. They've got a new quarterback. The guy they had last year, Logan Woodside, I guess it was, he threw for about 350 on Miami. He was a 7th round pick to the Bengals. And I don't know if he made the team or not, but he was an outstanding football player, and combined with the receivers that are left over, I think they're going to throw the ball around. Even though they like to try and run it, I think they're going to try and throw it. They're successful at throwing it, and they have scored They had 600 yards on BMI in 2 years, I guess, under this head coach, this new head coach that they've got, who's going into his third year. I think they've had over 500 yards of offense a half a dozen times. So they'll put up points, and they'll do the best a MAC team can do. And there's a lot of things I learn about these guys is there's a lot more talent in that conference than people give them credit for nationally. You know, there's they got about five or six guys from the state of Florida on there, and two of them are starting right now. There's a young man from Jackson starting. There's a guy from, I don't know what it's called, Ruskin, Florida, in the middle of the state or towards the center of the state. And there's a couple guys that, you know, can run with anybody.
And, DBJ, should the Canes fans be a little more concerned just thinking about this simple point that Toledo scored 30? That was the third most points scored on the last year Canes, the team that led the nation in turnover Canes, and now minus Malik Young with the neck injury, minus Chad Thomas, Norton, and McIntosh to the draft. I would say this defense isn't as good as the defense that gave up 30 to Toledo. Does that give you any concern?
Yes, it does. To answer your question directly. But the quarterback is different. So I don't think they're as good at quarterback this year as they were last year. And just like Miami's missing some key guys on defense that would make the defense a little less potent than last year. But the thing you got to remember is Miami just came off, I think it was a 20-day layoff. I think that had a big impact on how Miami performed in that game, or at least I hope it did, because that was the first game after the hurricane shut down. So I think it was 20-some days between games. Miami, and they were gassed. They tell you that was an early kick. It was hot. Miami lost a little energy, and then they finally got it together and truly dominated the second half. But you fumble. Typical rules of the road. You fumble it. You make mistakes on special teams. You lose the turnover battle. You have lose the penalty battle. It will be a long afternoon. Should Miami win the football game? Yes.
Don Bailey Jr., radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes Radio Network. Again, noon kickoff on Saturday. You'll hear the game right here. Before we get into our nonsense here, is there anything that you take away from a 77-0 win over Savannah State, or it's such a lesser opponent that you can't learn anything?
Well, I take away that you got a chance to see three quarterbacks that you wouldn't have seen, right? You get to see Nikosi Perry, and the fan base has been hollering and screaming and ranting and raving to see him last year and so far this year, of course, and you saw him, and I think he did a good job, but he looked like a redshirt freshman in his first game. And he threw an interception, made some other good throws, and he needs game experience. And all three of those quarterbacks, it proves that you can knock a guy all you want, but until you got to go in there and run that deal as a quarterback or run that deal as a safety, and you're on the field and it's a game and it's real-time speed, it's a whole other deal than what you're used to at practice. So I like seeing the other quarterbacks, and I think that they've got to continue to get in the game because it's the only way. Now with the four-game redshirt rule, you've got to really try and play everybody at least those four games, so you can have them gain some experience, and then you can still redshirt them.
And speaking about that, with all four playing, did the depth chart move? If Malik was to strain his calf, is Cade going in second in this game and next game, whenever it happens, is that quarterback depth chart set?
You know what, Channing, I got to tell you, I think it's exactly what you saw. This week, it's exactly what you saw last week. I think that Perry would come in, and then it would be Cade, and then it would be Williams. I think that's the sequence this week, and that's I didn't even look at my two or three deep that came with my notes yet on that position. But based on what I saw last week, that would be what it would be again this week.
All right, let's quickly recap what you did last Saturday during the broadcast. We heard the chingy right there, which you turned into right thar. Give us another one of the calls that DBJ did last week, Valero.
We have the meat.
All right, here's how you did it.
Burns in the backfield with Weldon. Gives it to, no, Weldon keeps it. He's at the 10. Weldon far side, cuts right at the 5. And Weldon torpedoes into the end zone for a touchdown. 16 yards for Weldon with 52 seconds to play in the third quarter. Miami leads it 48-0.
We have the meats.
That was brilliant. That was brilliant. You did it perfectly. There was a pause in the action. Joe Zagacki had called his call, and you throw in "We have the meats." It was perfect.
Thank you. Now, do you realize how much pause there was after I said it too? He had no idea.
It was excellent. Now, what's one of the other ones that we gave DBJ?
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Snap comes back. Oh, Silvera blocked the punt. It's picked up by Patchen at the 10, at the 5, and Patchen runs in for a touchdown. Silvera blocked it. Patchen scoops it up and runs it in for a touchdown.
The wickedly talented Adeem, Adele Dazeem, has nothing on our Hurricanes.
A very gravelly, wickedly, and then you got Adele Dazeem wrong. What happened there, DBJ?
Well, I was just trying to do what he got wrong. You know, I was improvising the whole feeling there.
I got you. Make it more wrong.
Exactly. Wrong, wrong.
Okay. All right. Now that I have some explanation, it makes sense. All right. Yeah. What's the final one?
Kiki, do you love me?
All right. The Drake song, Kiki, Do You Love Me? Here's what happened.
This guy who is 6 inches away gets it wrong. That's kind of embarrassing. What do you have to say about that?
I'm speechless. Well, I could say, Kiki, do you love me? I could say that.
Now, what happened there? I don't understand. You rushed it. Kiki, do you love me? It was. What happened?
Well, normally, if you've been a listener for 20 years, normally Joe takes on the referees and the calls himself. And this is the first time in a very, very long time that he even offered me to share an opinion on an official. So I was.
So you were genuinely speechless?
I genuinely was speechless that he wants me to get involved in what he does best. So, and I was speechless on the call. I mean, on why they would even make the call. So I figured I'd hit him with a little Kiki, do you love me?
All right. But why do you make it so fast? Kiki, do you love me? Why? How come you didn't give a little swag to it? Kiki, do you love me?
Well, just the tempo of the game.
Oh, the tempo of the game. Oh, now I got context for everything. I'm going to give you a B+.
Okay, good.
All right, here's some suggestions that we have for this Saturday's broadcast. You familiar with Trick Daddy?
Of course, yeah. Everybody knows Trick Daddy.
So
yeah,
Trick Daddy did a little rant. Have you seen that FSU turnover backpack?
You kidding me? Yeah.
I mean, it's embarrassing, right? It's embarrassing.
I want Channing's input on the backpack.
It's ridiculous, DBJ. I think they should put a poinsettia in it. Make it like a little, a little design. Make it cuter.
Like a planter.
Yeah, make it a little planter.
I'm going to get my niece one.
That's who it's made for, your niece. That's exactly right.
And Crowder was pointing out to me, too, like, you know how everybody wears the turnover chains at Hard Rock Stadium? Like, you can't even bring a backpack into any stadium. So, Doak Campbell, a billion people are walking in. No one can wear their turnover prop.
You know what? You're right about that.
It's ridiculous. It's so flawed.
It got to be clear, doesn't it?
It's so flawed. Yeah. It's flawed on every level.
BBJ, this Willie Taggart wears a whistle on the sideline, turnover bat. What the hell is Willie doing, man? This dude's crazy. I love it. I love it as a Gator fan.
Now, do you realize they haven't been wearing whistles for 20 years in football?
I mean, it's crazy. It's a throwback.
And never on a field.
And
never.
If he blows the whistle, the refs are going to throw a flag on him. There's no reason to even have it in his pocket.
You know what? I'm wearing a whistle in the booth.
I think you should. All right. So anyway, Trick Daddy went on a little video rant about Miami's turnover chain and the lameness of FSU's turnover backpack. Here's one of the lines from Trick Daddy.
The turnover chain, the big chunk. The big choke. Don't see that thing choke.
So that's fine. So when the turnover chain comes out the first time, you can do it just like Trick Daddy. The turnover chain, the big chunk, the big chunk.
I like it. Yes.
You can do
that.
Right?
That anyway. I would do that anyway.
But do it exactly like Trick Daddy. Can you play it one more time, Valero?
The turnover chain, the big chunk, the big chunk.
You got to get
you.
Chunk.
The turnover chain. The big chunk. The big chunk.
Big chunk.
Yes.
Big chunk.
There we go.
You got it?
The big chunk. Yes.
All right. I think he's got it. I think he's got that one.
The turnover chain. The big chunk.
But then one more time. The big chunk.
The
a big chunk.
Right, right.
I like this right. one.
Now, there's one more line from Trick Daddy at the end of that video rant. He calls the FSU turnover backpack Fooky Bookie. Have you heard of something being Fooky Bookie?
I haven't heard Fooky Bookie, but we're going to save anything that goes with FSU for 2 weeks. So we got plus.
Well, which is fine. That's fine. Because when you see the turnover backpack, hopefully you don't, but if you do when they're playing Miami, you could drop a Fooky Bookie. Play what Trick Daddy said.
Fooky Bookie.
Fooky Bookie.
I got to Google that. Make sure you're not making me sound something that'll get me fired.
It's pretty bad.
No, it's fine.
Don't look on Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary.
Here's Jarvis Landry. He made that impassioned speech during Hard Knocks to his Cleveland Brown teammates.
It's contagious, bro. It's contagious.
It's contagious, bro. It's contagious.
I would say that anyway. It's contagious, bro. It's contagious.
Yeah, make it bruh, though. Can you make it bruh instead of bro?
No, that won't happen because I say bro a lot.
Right, right. But just for this one, bruh. It's contagious,
bro. He got bruv.
He did get bruv. Yeah, you did bruv.
Well, you're right. I did do bruv, yeah. Didn't I?
You gotta
make sure you put that bra, and when you send me my notes, it's big, dark letters.
B-R-U-H, bruh.
But it's contagious, bruh. It's contagious.
But that's, you got to get his inflection. It's contagious. And you could even say it's contagious, Joe. It's contagious, Joe. It's contagious.
That's it. Thank you for letting me bring him in a little bit. Thank
all
you.
Right. All right.
I know you were very strict on that for a couple years. Yeah. Now that I can integrate him into that conversation, that'll be good. Yes.
Here's something you could drop on Joe Zagacki when he gets mad at the officials.
You getting mad. I'm getting rich. You getting mad. I'm getting rich.
You getting mad. I'm getting rich.
Okay.
Or let's say, like, one of the Toledo Rockets, the coach is, you know, throwing a tantrum on the sideline. And you go, oh, man, you getting mad? I'm getting rich.
You getting mad? I'm getting rich.
Yeah, yeah.
I like this
He's
one.
Got it. He's got that one.
Locked in.
What's this one from? This is from, you ever see the Friday movies?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
This is a fairly long line, but if you can work this into the broadcast on Saturday, it will be money.
I got the only house on the block paid for. That's why I'm the king around here.
I got the only house on the block paid for. That's why I'm the king around here.
Maybe I should say the cane around here. What do you think?
Well, that's why I'm the cane. That's why I'm the cane around here.
I like it.
That's excellent. That's a fair audible right there. You think you can work that in?
Sure. If this turns out the way I hope it does, I'd be happy to work this way.
Okay. All right. We have another Drake line for you. Here's another line from a Drake song.
I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
I thought he said dad. He didn't say dad. He just said my dad and my mom.
My bed.
My bed.
Oh, my bed. Okay, yeah. I only love my bed. What did you say? Give it to me again. Let me hear it.
Yeah, I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
Joe, we actually found out a way to put Joe in it, DBJ, because Joe's talking, oh, yeah, oh, big 30-yard run by Travis Homer. Don't you love it, DBJ? I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry, Joe.
And then Joe can say, God's plan.
He will die if I drop that on him.
I'm going to give that to Joe. So you work that line in, Joe will be locked and loaded with God's plan.
Yeah, give him one. He needs to be in on this.
I only love my bed and my mom, Joe. I'm sorry. But the whole, sorry.
Right, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
There we
I
go.
Only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's it. I'm
all
sorry.
Right. This woman.
Na-na-na-na-na, yes.
This woman was on Ellen. We knew she was going to be on Ellen. She's the karaoke singer from the park that we've been trying to get you now to do the line for 3 weeks.
If you're a fly girl, get your nails done. Get a pedicure. Get your hair did.
She's the white Missy Elliott. If you're a fly girl, get your nails done, get a pedicure, get your hair did.
It'll get in there.
All right.
It may not get in there when you want it.
She was on Ellen. Ellen yesterday doing the song, and Missy Elliott came out and surprised her.
Oh, God.
So what, am I going to have Missy Elliott show up in Toledo?
I'm just saying now's the time. Like, it's got like 50 million views on EllenTube. This is the time.
Put that one on top.
Oh, he's going in. He's going in.
Put that one on top.
He's competitive, baby. He's a competitor.
If you're a fly girl, get your nails done, get a pedicure, get your hair did. That's going to be in tomorrow and Saturday's broadcast.
Put it on top.
With swagger, he said. Put it on top. All right, Don Bailey Jr., you will hear Canes and Rockets. It's a noon kickoff. That means the pregame starts at 8 a.m. with Alex Dono, and you will hear it all right here on 560 WQAM. DBJ, always a pleasure.
Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
You have a great broadcast on Saturday. I can't wait. Don Bailey Jr. there. All right, we got to take a quick break. Went long with him. We always do. Went long. Quick break. We come right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.